Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. This summer, we've been blessed with incredible influxes of light from the heavenly realms. These waves of incoming light involved the summer solstice, the lunar and solar eclipses that we've experienced, the Grand Cross and Grand Square planetary alignments that are affecting us this whole summer, and the global event called Conscious Convergence, which co-created the template for unity consciousness. Now we're moving toward the activity of light through which the portal for the fifth dimensional frequencies of liberty, divine justice, freedom, victory, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection is going to be open to full breadth. The higher frequencies of these divine qualities are a gift from our Father, Mother, God, specifically designed to help humanity burst the bonds of our fear-based and manipulative human egos. This portal, which pulsates above Washington, D.C., will be opened during the week of August 14th through the 19th, 2010, this year. Today we're going to join hearts and minds with lightworkers all over the world, and together we will co-create the sacred space for this event, which will help every man, woman, and child more easily release their human egos. As you listen to the broadcast today, remember that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God that we invoke will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope, instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that I'll be sharing with you today, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Take the information into the deepest recesses of your heart and ask your I Am Presence, your true God Self, for guidance. Ask this aspect of your own divinity to help you understand how this information might help you fulfill your divine plan. During this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now, and that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold by your I Am Presence and the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity during this auspicious time on earth. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in deeply and exhale deeply. And breathe in deeply again, and exhale deeply. Create a rhythmic momentum of your holy breath. And ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. We now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love now expands, creating and expanding the template of unity consciousness that is now pulsating in through and around this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love and our template of unity consciousness has created a grid around the earth that is raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of all life on this planet. This grid of divine love and unity consciousness spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love and unity consciousness is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform Earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new Earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Humanity is experiencing a quantum shift this year in every facet of our lives. The end result of this acceleration of energy, vibration, and consciousness will be an extremely positive event for everyone. But unfortunately, due to the challenges surfacing in people's lives to be healed, many do not realize the opportunity that is at hand at this moment. Instead of empowering their hopes and their dreams during this unique opportunity, many people are being overwhelmed with fear and feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. For this reason, the Company of Heaven is asking lightworkers around the world to redouble our efforts in invoking the light. We are one with all life. That means that we have the ability to serve as a surrogate on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity who are not awake yet and are not aware of the opportunities being presented to all of us at this moment. Consequently, we are being called into action, and the time for us to accept responsibility of being our sisters and brothers' keepers is now. I know that many light workers are also feeling overwhelmed. The difference is that regardless of outer appearances, we know that within the deepest recesses of our hearts, there is going to be victory at the end of this experience, and that everything we need to accomplish our divine plan in serving the light on behalf of our fellow human beings and all life on this planet is pulsating within our hearts. We understand at different levels that we are powerful beyond our knowing, and when we join our hearts and minds together, we are invincible. This is the level of heart commitment that we are being asked to reach at this time by our Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light throughout infinity. The entire Company of Heaven is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to amplify our unified efforts 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. At this very moment, our I Am presences are increasing the frequency of vibration within our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the maximum we can endure in every 24-hour period. This may feel a little bit stressful at a cellular level, but it is enabling us to receive higher frequencies of light than we've ever experienced. Remember, light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented, fear-based miscreations of our human egos, which are surfacing at this time to be healed. The more light we can project into this surfacing negativity in our lives, the faster it will be transmuted, and the sooner the patterns of perfection for the new earth will tangibly manifest in our lives and around the globe. Once again, the year 2010 is being heralded as the year of manifestation by the legions of light serving this planet. After decades of tenacious work by millions of light workers in every conceivable location on the planet, we have at long last reached a critical mass, a tipping point, that will allow the patterns of perfection for the new earth to begin physically manifesting in our lives. Pay attention to the positive things that are being brought to your awareness, and you will confirm this truth for yourself. Don't focus on the bombardment of negativity that is designed to polarize people and to perpetuate fear and separation. This is nothing more than manipulation of our fear-based lower human egos. Focus instead on the evidence of positive changes that are happening everywhere. Remember, where your attention is, there you are. Empower only what you want to co-create in your life, not the things that you do not want. Our lives are interwoven with the very things that are causing the problems on earth that we feel we must perpetuate in order to survive. This is an illusion. It is another manipulation of our fear-based egos. What I mean by that statement is that our lower human egos believe that this physical plane is all that exists, and that our purpose and reason for being is to gratify our physical senses. Our human egos are aware that we are awakening and that our God selves are beginning to reclaim dominion of our lives and our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. As a result of that knowing, our egos are fighting tooth and nail to prevent our God selves from taking back the power that this wayward aspect of our personality usurped from us after our fall from grace eons ago. Our human egos are trying to prevent us from allowing our God self to take dominion through fear. When we ask people if they want to see disease, war, and crime eliminated, they usually say, "Well, of course, what a silly question." But when their livelihoods depend on these things, they are afraid of what will happen to their financial security if these conditions cease to exist. What if all of a sudden disease was eliminated from the planet? Look at the people whose financial livelihood depends on disease. Doctors, nurses, everyone associated with hospitals, even down to the people who make the sheets and build the hospitals. Pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, all the things that are associated with rehab, all of those things, there are millions and millions of people that need disease in order for their livelihood in that field to be secure. This fear creates an underlying need that perpetuates the painful things that people say they would like to eliminate. We are so accustomed to living with disease, war, and crime that we think they're normal. We cannot often even imagine what living with them, without them, would be like. The concept of a world without these maladies seems unrealistic and far too good to be true. But what our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are striving to remind us of at this time is the fact that these terrible things were never part of the divine plan. We created these maladies through the misuse of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. Our negative thinking and behavior patterns have reflected on the elemental kingdom, manifesting as these maladies in our lives. And they're being perpetuated now and sustained by our fear-based human egos, who are trying to maintain the control of us through their manipulation. It is time for us to stop this insanity. It is time to turn things around. We must free ourselves from the paralyzing grip of our human egos and raise our consciousness. Instead of looking at the outer world and coming to the erroneous conclusion that this is all there is, we need to step back and see the bigger picture. We are co-creating this reality. Everything existing on Earth at this time is a result of humanity's collective consciousness. If we do not like what is happening in our individual lives or on the planet, we can join together and co-create a new reality. Our task is to have enough of us focusing our attention on the patterns of perfection for the new Earth to reach a critical mass. When we lift our consciousness, we realize that we can tap into the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God where everything begins. We have the ability to co-create wonderful new ventures and avenues of employment that will secure our financial freedom while blessing and enhancing all life. We do not have to perpetuate the negative things on the planet, such as disease and war and crime and all of the other negative things that we have gained our financial sustenance through. We do not have to limit ourselves to the parameters of what currently exists on Earth. We do not have to perpetuate pain and suffering just so that we will have enough money to survive. This distorted belief is a trap that our human egos created in order to control us. And we've been playing this game with them for a very, very long time. The quandary we are in at this time is that we are ascending into the fifth dimensional realms of light. And when I say we, I'm talking about all life evolving on this earth, every man, woman, and child, the elemental and angelic kingdom, and all life associated with this planet, as well as Mother Earth herself. This dimension vibrates with the frequencies of God's infinite perfection. In this dimension, the fifth dimension that we're ascending into, every frequency of vibration that is less than harmony and balance cannot exist. This is why all of the prophecies that have described the new earth indicate that there will be no pain and suffering, no aging, no disease, no death or dying as we know it now, no poverty, hunger, or homelessness, no war or violence. These frequencies are a manifestation being sustained by our lower human egos, and they cannot exist in the frequencies of God's infinite perfection, which is the fifth dimension that we are ascending into. This miraculous transformation into the patterns of perfection for the new earth is not going to occur because someone waves a wand and magically does this all for us. It is going to occur because you and I and every evolving soul on this planet remembers that we are beloved sons and daughter of God, and that all our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We are going to remember that we are co-creators, and our purpose and reason for being is to learn how to co-create the patterns of perfection in the physical plane. This is our purpose and reason for being. It is time for us to reclaim this divine birthright, which is God's infinite abundance. This will open the doors for us to manifest these patterns easily and effortlessly. This will allow us to let go of the belief that we have to perpetuate the maladies on earth in order for us to have enough money for our survival. The key to accomplishing this goal of opening and awakening to the flow of God's infinite abundance so that we can fulfill our divine plan and co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth is that we must burst the bonds of our manipulative human ego and give dominion to our I Am presence, our true God reality. This is, in fact, the next step of our unfolding divine plan. Breaking the bonds of the paralyzing grip of our human egos have had over us for lifetimes is the critical step that is now unfolding. This activity of light involves the God selves of all humanity, every man, woman, and child on earth, and the entire company of heaven. This plan is now underway. Take a deep breath and allow that truth to resonate in your heart. Allow the divinity within your heart flame to expand and expand as you open your heart and mind now. Miracles are happening, and we are receiving more assistance from the company of heaven than ever before. So let's join together now as we join hearts and minds to pave the way for this influx of light that will be taking place on the planet August 14th through the 19th of this year. Please join with me now as we affirm these powerful invocations that have been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. When we say these invocations with deep feeling, letting these words and this information resonate in the divinity of our heart, we're going to be joining in consciousness with thousands of light workers around the world who are also saying these invocations at this time. Together, we are creating a tremendous chalice of light through which the light of God will flow to heal the maladies manifesting in our individual lives and our collective lives. This is going to clear the way for the manifestation of our hopes, our dreams, and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. And it will pave the way for the influx of light that will allow humanity to burst the bonds of our human egos. This activity of light is now unfolding moment by moment, and we are weaving our individual and unique gifts, talents, and divine momentums into this activity of light that is unfolding right here and right now. I will state these invocations in the first person so that we will each experience them resonating in our hearts individually, but know that we are one with all life on this planet. And simultaneously, we are invoking this light and these activities of pure divine light on behalf of every man, woman, and child, the entire elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom serving the earth, and all life belonging to or serving this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment at this time. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, go within to the divinity of your heart. Gently close your eyes and follow me through the full power of these invocations. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I rest my hands in my lap with my palms facing upward, and I am at peace. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am. And through the full power of the threefold flame pulsating in every heart, I speak directly to the intelligence within every electron of precious life energy existing in my earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of all humanity. Blessed electrons, through the power of God, I am. I command that the flame of purity in the central core of your being now expand, expand, and expand continuously and permanently. Through the power of God, I am. I direct the crystalline white flame of purity to now remove any shadows cloaking the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and the electrons within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and beloved Mother Earth. O sacred flame of purity, cast any shadows into the violet flame and transmute every rate of vibration which is discordant or causing any form of limitation in my life or the world back into its infinite perfection. As the flame of purity quickens the vibratory rate of each electron, I witness every cloak of darkness being cast into the violet flame. All shadows created by my past misuse of God's precious gift of life through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are being instantly transmuted into light. Through the grace of God, I am experiencing this very moment the blazing white light of purity, now expanding, expanding, and expanding in every electron of life on earth until everything causing limitation in my life or on the planet is transmuted into its original divine potential, thus manifesting as the patterns of perfection for the new earth. As the power of God, I am, I accept that this purification is being accomplished right here and right now, even as I call, through the most intensified activity of the flame of purity ever known on earth. This purification is God victoriously accomplished, and I accept that the sacred flame of purity will now intensify within every electron of precious life energy, daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take, from this moment forth. And so it is. Now I invoke the full divine momentum of the resurrection flame to lift all life on this planet into a higher octave, a new order of divine being. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am. I acknowledge and accept. I am my I Am Presence. I am a beloved child of God. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am an open door that no one can shut. Through the power of God blazing in every heart flame, I invoke the mighty archangel of resurrection and all of the legions of light associated with the beautiful mother of pearl resurrection flame throughout infinity. Powers of light, come forth now and assist me in flooding the earth and every electron of precious life energy evolving here in the radiance of the mother of pearl iridescent resurrection flame. I have come to set right the vibratory action of all energy in my world and in all of the world. I am an instrument of God, now reestablishing divinity wherever the resurrection flame is applied. I am the resurrection flame in action. I am the resurrection flame in action. I am the resurrection flame in action. I am a director of the resurrection flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful for the opportunity to unleash the power of the resurrection flame on earth. I am an instrument of God charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the resurrection flame. I am an instrument of God charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the resurrection flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the resurrection flame. I am the cause of this blessing of the resurrection flame. I am the bridge over which it flows into the physical plane of earth. I am its final effect of divinity reestablished on earth. I am the new earth now manifesting in the world of form. And so it is, as God in action, I am. Now I invoke the full divine momentum of the ascension flame, lifting every particle of light into the highest frequencies of divine light that cosmic law will allow. Beloved presence of God, I am in me and in all humanity. Beloved legions of the ascension flame, seal, seal, seal our dear earth, her atmosphere, all of her governments, and all of her people in oceans of the mighty ascension flame. Let this sacred fire, this beautiful crystal and white light from the very heart of God, penetrate and saturate every electron of precious life energy, lifting and raising all life on earth out of every discordant frequency into all that is divine. Sustain this heavenly vibration now and forever. Let this beautiful ascension flame be known and loved by all belonging to or serving the earth. Let every person experience the miraculous gift of the ascension flame as each one ascends with this blessed planet and all her life up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of perfection and eternal light. Through the power of the ascension flame, when our work on earth is finished, let all life ascend into the heart of our Father, Mother, God, from whence we came, forever to remain in the eternal victory of God's divine plan fulfilled. I am a director of the ascension flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful to unleash the power of the ascension flame on the earth. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the ascension flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the ascension flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the ascension flame. I am the cause of this blessing of the ascension flame. I am the bridge over which it flows. I am its final effect of divinity, now reestablished on earth. I am the divine plan, now manifest in the world of form. And so it is, as God in action, I am. I now, to the collective consciousness of all humanity, participate in the activity of light, releasing the human ego. Through the unified consciousness of every man, woman, and child on earth, I now invoke the violet flame of God's infinite perfection and the divine qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom, and victory. These powerful gifts from the heart of our Father, Mother, God will help to burst the bonds of humanity's fear-based and manipulative human egos as we clear the way for the expansion of the I Am presence within every person's heart flame. I now breathe in deeply and empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day. I am relaxed and peaceful as I go within to the divinity of my heart. I am one with all life, and as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. I have walked through the difficult challenges in my various earthly sojourns into the glory of a new day filled with the full gathered momentum of heaven on earth. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. The perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God has returned to earth. And the I Am presence of every person is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to take full dominion of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. With this inner knowing, I realize it is humanity's responsibility to become the full manifestation of our I Am presence while we are still embodied on earth. This literally means releasing our lower human egos into the light and integrating our I Am presence into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. daily and hourly, the light of God is increasing on earth. This is accelerating the integration of every person's I Am presence at an atomic, cellular level. As this occurs, every electron, every atom, every subatomic particle and wave of humanity's earthly bodies, and all of the spaces in between the atoms and molecules of our bodies are being filled with God's light. This is a unique gift, a sacred opportunity that is being presented to every man, woman, and child on earth, right here and right now. I contemplate this truth, and as this sacred knowledge resonates within me, I experience the flame of divinity in my heart as it expands and expands. The divine balance of love, wisdom, and power that pulsates through this threefold flame in my heart is now enveloping my four earthly bodies. Within the embrace of my heart flame, my I Am presence lovingly commands my lower human ego to release my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Lower human ego, I am the I Am presence of your being. I love you, and I am grateful for the opportunity you have provided for growth and learning in this physical plane. But it is now time for you to release these earthly bodies and to move into the light. Lower human ego, with the divine power and love that I am, I now command you into the light. Human ego, release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Lower human ego, I now love you free. Ascend into the higher schools of learning and be transformed into God's perfection. I so decree it and accept it done as God's divine presence. I am. I am. I am that I am. My I Am presence now steps into the full authority of my four earthly bodies and lifts me in energy, vibration, and consciousness into the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. Here I live, move, and breathe within my I Am presence, and I clearly perceive that I am one with all life. I now know that even though my feet are planted firmly on earth, simultaneously I am one with all of the ascended realms of light. I am now liberating God's light into every physical and chemical interaction within my earthly bodies, healing and restoring all of the energy bonds between atoms and within atoms to vibrant health and infinite perfection. Contained within this divine light is everything necessary to heal my earthly bodies and the entire physical realm of this planet. This light contains everything necessary to set straight the orbit, spin, and electronic charge of every cell, every atom, and every electron of life on Earth. Now, within my I Am presence, I am the divine qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom, and victory, freeing humanity and all of the energy bonds within humanity, which include the relationships and the interactions of all people, all races, all religions, all organizations, and all nations. I am liberating these interactions into the harmony of a higher order of being, thus expanding the influence of humanity's I Am presence on Earth. I know this higher reality within my heart and mind, and I am a calm ocean of these divine qualities now flooding the earth. Through my I Am presence, I am a living, light-filled temple of invincible, perfect health, eternal youth, vitality, joy, and God's infinite abundance. And I am grateful. I am grateful. I am eternally grateful to my beloved Father, Mother, God, all that is, I am. And so it is. I am my I Am presence, and I am the open door that no one can shut. Centered here, I am one with all life. I now realize that I am all humanity standing forth as one collective, mighty I Am presence. I feel an upward rushing force of the ascension flame, and humanity's free will now ascends into God's will. All free will is now ascending into the realms of infinite physical perfection for this sweet star of freedom, beloved planet Earth. I now reach into the aspect of infinity, and I accept my I Am presence as my true reality now on Earth and through all realms of consciousness. Within this awakening, I realize that I am a powerful instrument of God on earth. I am the open door that no one can shut. As I in-breathe and absorb the intensified frequencies of God's light flowing into my heart flame, I now recognize myself on many levels. I am my I Am presence, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth. I am my I Am presence in the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. I am my I Am presence through all levels of consciousness, through all galaxies, from suns beyond suns, back into the heart of my Father, Mother, God, my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, all that is, I am. Now I am an infinite river of light flowing from the omniscient, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, I am, through all levels of divine consciousness into the collective I Am presence of all humanity. This infinite river of light now flows unimpeded through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, Mother Earth, and all life evolving on this planet. Now I am releasing into this light all thoughts, feelings, memories, and experiences that I have ever known that are less than the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint of heaven on earth, and my full divine potential. I consecrate my life force to the fulfillment of this divine mission. I send forth deep gratitude to my Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven for the opportunity that has been given to me now to be the open door in co-creating the new earth and the perfection of all life through my liberated I Am presence. And all is well. Now sealed in the violet flame, the ascension flame, the resurrection flame, and the full divine momentum of the qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom, and victory, I am my I Am presence. Beloved legions of light throughout the whole of creation, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for the outpouring of light and love. Thank you for your gifts of healing, supply, wisdom, protection, perfection, and your blessings of every kind. Hold them sustained in through and around me and all life, and pour them through me for the blessing and raising of all life on this precious planet. Take these gifts of infinite light, north, south, east, and west, and cover our dear planet Earth with love and light, with peace, illumination, healing, freedom, victory, and God's will made manifest through every electron belonging to this planet and her evolutions in any way. This shall be, for I have decreed it, and I am that I am. I breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I gently relax, I open my eyes and I begin breathing deeply and normally. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I experience the bliss now unfolding on beloved planet Earth. precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light and for the gift of your presence on earth during this auspicious moment. Please join with us again next week for another global activity of light that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Create a wonderful week for yourself.